This program is part of the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network. For more shows like this, visit our website at cosmicpotato.com.
I feel like I've arrived. I'm finally invited on to a sci-fi.
Have you not been on sci-fi?
I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to Sci-Fighters.
Well, thank you very much.
All right, let me pull my notes up and we will start. Johnny, you ready? I hear a lot of clicking going on over there.
Oh, you can hear that?
Yeah. I didn't know if you were still getting ready. I didn't want to start if you weren't ready yet.
I'm ready. I'm just, I will complete this meme.
Oh. Okay.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Welcome to Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk Podcast.
Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
We've got you covered with everything from Marvel to Star Wars.
I'm glad you asked that because I wanted to take this time to explain my evil plan.
Classic films, trivia games, and beyond.
Go to the coast, get together, have a few laughs.
Now, on with the show.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Hey, everybody. This is Super Fan Talk Podcast. My name is Sean Ray, and I'm not a doctor, but I play one on TV. But wait, there's more. Sitting across the virtual table from me is the disembodied voice of John Irons. How are you, sir?
I am no more disembodied than usual.
That's true. That is true. And joining us, one of the hosts of Wait, You've Never Seen, which can be heard right here on the on CosmicPotato.com, Virginia Pickle. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
And one of the hosts of the Quantum Leap podcast, Mr. Christopher DeFilippis. How's it going, sir?
It's going great, Sean. Thanks for having me.
Tonight, we're going to play Sci-Fighters. Now, once upon a time, we recorded a game of Sci-Fighters called Magic versus Sci-Fi. I don't remember who was on that show. I think Rick was there, and John and I, and yeah, Joe may have been there.
You and me and Rick and Joe.
Okay.
I believe.
I don't remember what character won, but I do remember that I have no idea what happened to the file after we recorded it. So that is a lost episode. So we're going to, and that happened about a year or so ago. So we're going to play that game again, since it's been long enough that I have forgotten all of it. And it won't taint what we're doing here tonight. We're going to play Magic versus Sci-Fi. And with that, I'll hand it over to the Game Master, who has assembled our combatants, Mr. John Irons.
Yeah, well, reassembled.
Yeah, reassembled.
They're like, didn't we already do this? So I had hoped to kind of update it with, you know, in the past couple of years, we got some new characters. But I didn't. So here we go. I guess let's start on the magic side. Fair warning, Chris, there will be a fair amount of Harry Potter characters.
I might scrape enough memory from the movies to at least give it a go.
All right,
but you won't get any of them if you haven't read the books. No, I'm kidding.
looks like I'm out. See you guys. Yeah. It was great being on.
We're the Harry Potter book nerds here now.
All right, so I guess our standard practice will assign a battle to a person, and we start getting toward the final rounds. We'll all conference in.
Yeah, we'll all discuss all of them, but the first couple of rounds, the final decision will be whoever it's assigned to.
All right, then let's start with you, Sean.
Okay.
Glinda the Good Witch versus Hermione Granger.
Oh, well, okay.
Yes, I know they're both good.
Yeah, and see, stuff like this always goes back to Hermione Granger from which movie? You know, because
I would say the most adept Hermione Granger. Hermione from the last movie.
Oh, okay. Well, that Hermione, then. She was a badass in that movie. So. I mean, Glinda, they didn't really show it much in the movie. If you have to go strictly by the movie, I'd have to give it to Hermione. If you go by what we know of Glinda from the books, which she's not the Good Witch of the North in the book. She's the Good Witch of the... Yeah, she was of the North. Anyway, she was a lot more powerful in the books than she was shown to be in the movies. But
let's go with that.
But I think I would have to give it to Hermione. I think she, over the course of those films, her powers grew and grew and grew, and I think that she would be a worthy adversary for Glinda by the time that she's in her final year at Hogwarts. But I will take suggestions from the Peanut Gallery. What do you guys think?
Oh, definitely Hermione. All
right. And
this is not to be contrarian, but I would say Glinda only because she's old school. I don't know. Maybe there are less rules in Oz.
Yeah, because I mean, if I had to go by the movies, the only thing we see Glinda do is put herself in a giant bubble and float around, you know. But I read like the first 8 novels of that series. There's like 30 novels, and I remember Glinda being a little more powerful than that. But I'm not sure if she ever shows herself as being as powerful as Hermione is shown to be in the books. So I think I'm gonna stick with Hermione.
Fine with that. Chris. Hello?
No, I'm here. I'm okay, sorry. Right. I was waiting. I'm slathering in anticipation here. It's my first Sci Fighters. I'm so excited.
Well, actually, before I silence you, Virginia, how are you on comic books?
Not that great.
All right, then I will give Chris Zatanna versus Dumbledore.
Huh. Well, see, here's the thing. I want to think that Dumbledore is more powerful, more roundabout. I should say well-rounded, not roundabout. He's not a road. but I like Zatanna. I like the character from the comics, even though she had the dumbest costume.
Dumb is not the word I would use, but I know what you're saying.
Yeah, but you know what I mean. I mean, yeah. It's just... You know what? No, I gotta go. I gotta go Zatanna. She's a magic user. She can defeat Superman if she wanted to. So I think she could take on Dumbledore.
Well, anybody that has magic can take on Superman.
Shush you.
I paired them up because I feel like Zatanna is often underrated for the level that she is. I feel like she's on Dumbledore level.
I guess when I was reading DC Comics in the late 90s, the character was actually kind of popular, and they used her a lot. And, you know, spoiler alert, but Dumbledore's dead. Zatanna's not. So,
well,
he can come out of a painting. But I think that Dumbledore is his faith in humanity is almost a fault. At times, you know, because I think that she would be able to trick him into thinking that she's better than she is, and then that would be his demise.
And then one backward spell later, and he's toast.
Yeah.
All right, so we're gonna go with Zatanna.
That's your call.
Me personally, I mean, there's a little bit of a bias there, but. Sure, Zatanna, all the way.
All right. Then, Virginia.
Yes.
Gandalf versus Doctor Strange.
Ooh. Oh, goodness. I haven't seen Doctor Strange. And it's been a long time since I've seen Lord of the Rings.
Virginia. Harry Potter versus Constantine. Is that any better?
I have seen Constantine, but it has been a while. He remind me what he was able to do again. I'm sorry.
He's
like an angel or something.
No, he's human, but he fights against spiritual type of deities, like angels and demons and things like that. And he uses a lot of like holy artifacts and stuff.
It's like if Sam Spade was a dark wizard.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. So Harry Potter versus Constantine.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like I was going to say Harry Potter has less experience, but he probably has. I mean, he has a lot of experience since what's his name has been trying to kill him since he was like born. What's his name? I didn't even mean to do like he who should not be named.
Yeah, he shall not be named.
But, I mean, is there limitations in like saying the holy scriptures or whatever that he does versus like the spells that Harry Potter knows, you know?
Well, he uses a lot of artifacts, so it...
But, yeah, but he does know magic. Like, he does use a lot of artifacts. But he can also cast spells like a wizard. Like,
you're talking about TV show Constantine. See, I didn't watch the TV show Constantine that much. Most of what I know about Constantine came from the movie. And in the movie, they didn't show him do a whole lot of magic spells. They showed him just, you know, kind of fall his way into winning stuff.
I don't know. I feel like... I mean, if he's able to do, he has the artifacts and he's able to do the, see, Harry Potter was able to defeat Voldemort. He had the artifacts, the Horcruxes or whatever. I'm going to go with Harry Potter.
Okay.
Anybody?
No, I think I would agree with that. Yeah. Harry Potter, I mean, Voldemort was never able to beat him as many times as they, were put against each other, and you know, a lot of that had to do with the people that were around Harry more than it had to do with Harry himself.
See, true. You know that's what? I'm gonna dispute that because I feel like Constantine would come out the box fighting dirty, and Harry kind of wouldn't. I don't know if he ever would.
Yeah, because even when he was getting chased by those people, he was just like, oh, I just want to stun them or disarm them. Like, no, they're trying to kill you. Please.
Yeah.
Do Constantine something else. Would straight do like a light flash and then kick him in the nuts. That's the kind of, that's the kind of guy he is.
I amend my previous answer to Constantine.
Yeah. Animated Constantine is pretty good.
Is there a new Constantine show on right now? I thought I saw a commercial or something for Constantine.
They did like City of Demons, I think, and it was on CW Seed.
Oh, the online thing? Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they're making it look like it's a series, but I don't know that it's a series beyond the little CW Seed thing that they do, so.
Right. I think that was to compliment the fact that he was on Legends for a little while, right? He had
he was. I think he might still be. He's on the poster, I think.
I think he's supposed to be involved in the crossover in some way too. So,
yeah, I think he's one of the Legends or with the Legends. All right. In the interest of time, and in the interest of me being pretty sure some of you don't know these characters, I'm going to skip some. Let's go to the sci-fi side. Sean. Mm-hmm. Flash Gordon versus Ripley.
I'd have to give that to Ripley. I mean, I haven't seen Flash Gordon in probably 30 years. But, I mean,
it's Ripley. I wouldn't just pull from that movie.
Yeah. And well, that's all I know of Flash Gordon. I never watched any of the old serials or anything. So, I would If just my opinion, I would give it to Ripley. But what do you guys think?
I don't know. I mean, Ripley is pretty good at not being killed by one specific alien, but she doesn't even like have a ray gun. And Flash Gordon does. And those bullets travel at the speed of light, so I don't see what kind of chance she has.
That's true.
Does Flash Gordon have a jetpack, too? Didn't he usually have a jetpack?
I always think of him as either pulp hero, so he either has a jetpack, and then I think of that movie where he's on some kind of flying sled. So, again, just on a tech level, unless Ripley is running away very effectively, what can she do? She's tough as nails, you know. She's right. She's kick ass, but where's the tech?
No offensive weaponry.
Yeah, or really defensive weaponry.
True. Unless
she finds some kind of cargo loader.
How much of his weaponry is available to him in the arena? All of it?
I would say he at least has a gun. I would say he at least has a ray gun, but Ripley's got her gun too.
Yeah, see, I think that she might be able to. If he's not able to fly, then I think she might be able to work with that.
It's your call.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to Ripley. Based mostly on what knowledge I have of Flash Gordon, I'm going to give it to Ripley.
Alright. Chris.
Yes.
Professor X versus the Doctor.
Ooh. Wow.
Doctor incarnation of your choice.
Yeah, Professor X would beat any Doctor because he can control minds. So, well, I don't know.
The Doctor's been up against mind control before.
Yeah, the Doctor's kind of telepathic, right?
And could he... Well, what can he do with the... Or she do with the sonic screwdriver? Maybe... I can't remember how that affects, like...
It, you know what? Whatever the plot requires...
Yeah, whatever the writer decides.
Exactly.
I think that the TARDIS itself may protect him from some of that, too.
Because is the TARDIS in the arena? Or is it just the Doctor?
It's just the Doctor.
No, yeah, but the TARDIS and the Doctor are kind of connected... And the TARDIS is able to, you know, they show that on the show sometimes, that the TARDIS is able, when he meets aliens and stuff, the reason that he's able to understand them is because the TARDIS is kind of translating everything for him, even though he's not in the TARDIS, you know. So.
That's true.
Yeah, but, I don't know. I think that if it came down to Professor X versus the Doctor, the Doctor would look down at his psychic paper and Professor X would make him think it says, you know what, you're so, I really think it's no contest.
Alright.
You know what I want to see is the Doctor with Professor X as a companion.
Then he would just mind control every bad guy that they come across.
Alright. Virginia.
Yes.
Let's do Iron Man.
MCU. Hey, I've seen that.
Yeah, I thought you might have. MCU Iron Man versus Eve from WALL-E.
I haven't seen WALL-E.
Are you kidding me?
I haven't.
Wait, you've never seen
that WALL-E. Movie? Is so you.
Yeah, the movie's pretty awesome.
Let me write that down on my list too. Oh, WALL-E.
Virginia. I saw it once. It was aight.
No.
Don't ask Chris to weigh in on Disney movies. Are you guys there?
Is that it infuses a story of heart, futuristic animation, environmentalism, and old, what was it, Hello Dolly, whatever the old musical was.
I'm big, like, I remember seeing about it, but I just never went that, like, I just thought of it like as a kid's movie, and I didn't have my stepdaughter at that time, so I was like, no, but maybe I'll go back and watch it now. But I have no, I just generally know that it involves like some robots and stuff, and that's about it. So,
Sean, You want to take this one?
Yeah, it was Iron Man versus Eve. I mean,
Eve was very destructive.
Yeah, and she, but I don't know if she's got as much tech as Tony does. I mean, she's got a lot of stuff in there, in that little bitty body of hers. But
yeah.
I think that.
Yeah. Well, which suit is Iron Man in?
Well, he's rocking the nanites at this point.
Right? Yeah, I think. I would say the suit that he was wearing in Infinity War. Yeah, I'd have to give it to Tony.
Yeah, I am inclined to think you're right.
She put up a fight. Now she would not make it easy for him, and he would not have a good time. But but I think he would win. All
right, so let's do one more sci-fi. Let's do River Tam from Firefly. Versus Lilu from The Fifth Element.
Ooh, that's a good one.
Who's that to?
Whoever feels most familiar.
I think it's your turn, Chris. So if, I mean, go for it.
Even after the Professor X thing, I thought, okay, well.
You know, actually, I don't. You know, I guess it's actually Virginia's.
Oh, is it? Okay.
No, it can be a group effort.
Yeah. I'm just trying to remember what Lulu did in The Fifth Element. I just remember being annoyed by that movie, and I don't remember much else about it.
she's super tough, and she's like master of all weaponry, and she's basically Captain America.
All right, but then fight. You think of that last one of the last scenes in Serenity.
Exactly.
And holy shnikes. If I had to.
I like how you self-censor the S word, but not the S
word. I dropped an F bomb already. I don't want to make you work too hard.
Yeah, because they're pretty evenly matched. I mean.
Yeah. Again, just as pure selfish fandom, I'd have to give it to River.
I could go either way on that. Like I said, they're pretty even.
All right, Chris. Paint me a picture. Tell me what happens.
Well, what kind of weaponry do they have?
I would say they're in the Thunderdome type arena, so they got whatever they can.
You know what? No, but River can read her mind too, so River will always be able to anticipate what she's going to do.
The mind reading.
Yeah. So no matter what, and River is at least as tough, or at least as skilled with the weaponry as we've seen. No, I mean if she can beat a horde of Reavers.
Yeah, I forgot about the mind reading. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. All right,
that's the edge she needs.
Yeah, that's gonna be good. all right, moving to bad guys. Like I said, I'm gonna cut some of these down. So let's do.
Are we going are we still in round one?
I have. Those were all heroes. I have villains. How do you want to do it?
Oh, I mean, we can do a couple of villains. I just before we go into round two, I wanted to break for a commercial.
All right, we'll do that.
Do that now?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll take a break and listen to a couple of ads for some other shows here on the network. And when we come back, we'll continue this game of Sci-Fighters.
We'll return after these messages.
Hey, you listener.
Do I have everybody's attention now?
You like professional wrestling?
What?
If so, you'll love Reviewomania, where Rob and Zach break down every WrestleMania. You'll hear about great epic matches by the likes of Hulk Hogan.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh yeah!
Ric Flair.
Just stealing! Woo! Wheeling, dealing! Limousine riding!
jet flying son of a gun.
Bret Hart.
The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
Shawn Michaels.
Bret Hart, you are a zero, my hero.
John Cena.
The champ is here.
Brock Lesnar.
Suplex City, bitch.
And so many more that I don't have time to even name. Check out Reviewmania right here on CosmicPotato.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker. It's a happening right here on CosmicPotato.com.
Arriba!
Attention, people of Earth! There's a new podcast on the Cosmic Potato Network you should check out. It's called Wait, You've Never Seen? I'm Shane.
And I'm Virginia, and I have no idea what that was.
I'm so sorry for the old-timey voice. I can't promise it won't happen again, though. So, Virginia and I will be taking turns watching movies that one of us has never seen.
Because I grew up under a rock and have a lot of catching up to do.
I am uncultured, so Virginia will be showing me musicals and old-timey movies. Again, we can be heard on the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network.
And on our website at waityouveneverseen.com.
See you then!
Greetings, everybody. It's your old pal, Brother John, a.k.a. The Trick Talking Meat, and you're listening to the Cosmic Potato Super Fan Talk Podcast.
Okay, we're back. John, continue.
All right. I do remember what happened. I remember what happened. I hope it happens again. That would be awesome. Okay, so going to Magical Bad Guys. Let's do Loki versus Mum-Ra.
Who's this for?
Who's that to?
Oh, is this all? We're just all gonna.
Yeah, let's all chip in at this point.
All right. So Mum-Ra, for anybody that doesn't know, is the main villain on Thundercats, and he is.
I thought that was She-Ra's mom.
Wow. He is basically a haggard old mummy that has a medallion that can turn him into a very strong and fit mummy.
he is the living incarnation of evil.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty badass.
Yeah.
He's, and who's he fighting?
Loki.
Loki.
Oh, Loki.
Yeah. Loki, yeah. But see,
Loki?
Yeah.
Tom Hiddleston Loki.
Loki is conniving. He is a trickster.
Mum-Ra, the way that the Thundercats beat him, temporarily beat him, of course, is if he sees his reflection, he'll revert to his decrepit form. And I can imagine that Loki would just summon a mirror constantly and make him.
Yeah.
Is Loki aware of that weakness? Yeah. Do we know that this is going in?
I don't know.
Has Loki seen an episode of Thundercats?
I suspect that Loki is yeah, you know, this is the we'll do the headcanon episode later, but
yeah.
in my headcanon, most deities, if they're old enough, are at least familiar with each other. And both of them are pretty ancient, or at least have heard of each other. That's in my mind, anyway. Take that for what you will.
Yeah,
I think that Loki has an advantage in that he's a little sneakier, is a little less serious, and I think that would be the edge that he would need.
All right,
I'm going to agree with Sean on that.
I'm inclined to agree as well.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We'll skip that one. We'll skip that one. Let's do... Virginia.
Yes.
The Predator versus the Demogorgon from Stranger Things.
I've never seen Predator. Okay.
If you know what it is, you probably got it.
Yeah. It's something that, yeah, sounds like it just, yeah.
Alien Hunter. Imagine if Boba Fett was a lizard.
Okay, got it. Then I would go with Demogorgon.
Really?
So yeah.
I'm thinking the Predator has a Demogorgon vest.
I disagree. I say that the Demogorgon is more like an animal, and the Predator is a hunter. That's what he does.
Oh,
so,
I see.
Yes, I think that the Predator would not have a very hard time beating him.
I'm inclined to agree. Chris.
Yeah.
Pronunciations vary, but Maleficent versus Mixia Spidlick.
Wow. Now you're talking about like another trickster god versus an evil stepmother.
Yeah.
He would drive her insane.
Right?
Yeah.
He's such a little turd. But at the same time, I'm not really clear on Maleficent's powers per se. I just know the, you know, mirror, mirror on the wall kind of stuff. But she's evil enough to try and kill her stepdaughter outright. So,
in the Disney movie, she transforms into a dragon and like breathes fire everywhere.
Yeah. Is she? Okay. Yeah, I was going to go towards Maleficent on this one because I don't know the limits of her powers, but the fact that I'm thinking about that tells me her powers don't really have limits. Whereas I don't remember what what his real powers are except to annoy Superman until he says his name backwards by mistake.
He is, it's like the eighth dimension. He's like little Q.
Yeah.
Basically. He doesn't really have any limits either.
Yeah, but if he's little Q, then he would be undefeatable. I mean, Q always stopped because his object lesson was done. Mitchell Fiddleplick seems like, yeah, I don't know. I'm still going to go with Maleficent on this one.
Yeah,
you guys are free to say no. That's fine.
I think that he would drive her crazy until she finally just blasted him. One good blast would probably take him down.
And she's crafty too. So
yeah.
If she knows about the backwards name thing, she could get him to do it somehow. All right.
She could have the mirror on the wall just display his name and have him read it.
That's true.
All right, one more original battle before we start recycling. Who do we say between Gandalf and Doctor Strange? Did we do that one?
We didn't do that one.
Yeah, you didn't do that one.
All right, then I won't do that one. Then instead, we will do Venom versus Godzilla.
Oh, Godzilla. Because Venom's main weakness is that any sound over 600 decibels can kill him. So one good roar from Godzilla. Yeah, one good roar from Godzilla will take him down, take him out. And
yeah, Godzilla.
And Venom is susceptible to fire, and Godzilla has plenty of that.
Yeah, all the things that he is made of.
Yeah,
for Venom. All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 11. All right, I need one more. Let's do Dick Gandalf versus Doctor Strange. Actually, let me get another villain in here. Let's do evil Willow versus the Wicked Witch of the West.
Evil Willow.
Evil Willow.
Warwick Davis Willow?
No, he's talking about Willow from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Although that would be awesome.
I was with you, Chris.
Yeah, right?
I'm sorry. I just, no. If I promise you, if I thought of Warwick Davis Willow, I would have put him on the list.
Willow versus Willow?
No, that would not go well for him.
So Evil Willow versus who now?
Wicked Witch of the West.
Wicked Witch of the West.
I go with Willow. I mean, the Wicked Witch of the West.
She can't even stand up to a house.
Yeah, well, no. No, that was the Witch of the East. But, yeah, I mean, she just has... If she gets wet, she dies.
So she can't even stand up to rain.
Yeah. If she gets wet, she dies. So Willow just has to kind of conjure up a rainstorm and...
Or just make it slightly humid.
Yeah.
That's a pretty ridiculous weakness, now that you think about it.
Yeah.
All right.
She's made of sugar. She's so sweet.
All right. Let's see how I want to redistribute these. Let's do... we got enough Marvel characters. We'll get into some fights that have actually happened. Let's see. All right, so let's pit Godzilla against the Predator.
Wow, that's pretty badass. Wow.
The size difference is so...
Yeah, like let's not do the... You know,
yeah, but don't you think that the Predator would see that as like the ultimate challenge?
He would bring stuff to, yeah,
right? I don't know. Wow, wait. I mean, I think the Predator would really give it his all.
I just don't know how he can hold up to
it's all anyway,
getting blasted with some fire breath.
Well, dude's got tech,
or a big foot coming down on your head and.
But how smart is Godzilla? I mean, if he can't see you, can he get you?
I don't think he's smart. I think he's
right.
Smart,
so the Predator is camouflaged.
I think he's smart like a bear.
He's got like cloaking device going on.
It's instinct, but the Predator does have he can cloak himself.
So the Predator is more like tactical.
And I just feel like it would come down to a battle of wits, even though Godzilla's got the size.
I feel like it would be like a series of the Predator laying various traps and hoping that it works. Like, Godzilla will fall in the hole. Godzilla will get hit by the thing. Godzilla will, set off the bomb. The question is, will those things stop him?
I think
Well, I guess that's what can the Predator do to stop him? Let's assume that he'll get the jump on him, but once he's got the jump on him, what can he do?
Well, have we ever seen Godzilla being vulnerable to like gunfire or projectile weapons?
I'm going to be honest, I've never watched a whole Godzilla movie. if Rick were here, he'd be able to tell you, because he's a Godzilla nut, but so
we just watched Mothra versus Godzilla like yesterday.
Oh, okay.
And they were like firing tanks at him, like aircraft bombs, and like nothing was fazing it.
He is impervious to that kind of thing, but I don't know that. Doesn't the Predator have like mini nukes? Actually, they use real nukes on him. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't see the Predator can't. I don't see how he can. I don't think he's got anything in his arsenal that can take out Godzilla.
Unless he can climb all the way up Godzilla, crawl in his ear and get all the way to his brainstem and hack it with a knife or something. I don't see how he can just take him down just by himself.
And in the end, I would see it as a case of brains versus brawn. And I think the brains would win. But if you guys think Godzilla, I mean, if he's that impervious to like nukes in his own movies, then really, where can you go from there?
Yeah. I think that's.
So we're going with Godzilla?
Godzilla?
Godzilla.
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 All right. I think, like I said, I think this actually happened. Let's do Zatanna versus Constantine.
kind of equally matched, and both are sneaky. I'd almost want to call that one raw.
You know what? I'm gonna reallocate and say Zatanna versus Hermione.
I'm gonna go with Zatanna on that because of, I think Hermione is a skilled sorceress. I think Zatanna is a little more evil, and I think she's probably
not evil.
She's always kind of put up as being the villain, you know. I mean, not always, but most of the time she's the villain of the story. So,
I don't think I've ever seen her as a villain.
Well, why was she always fighting Superman? She was the bad guy in those Superman stories.
What are you thinking of the same Zatanna?
She's in the Justice League. Maybe you know more stories than I do.
She's the magician. Is she like a magician?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, see, I remember
top hat, fishnet stockings.
Yeah, I remember her being in like Justice League Unlimited. They always put her up as like an adversary.
Okay, you're talking cartoons versus the comic books.
Well, see, yeah, I don't remember reading any comics with her in them.
Gotcha.
Even in the cartoon, I think. All
right. Well, I'll defer to.
No, I'll let you guys decide because
I really don't know the extent of Hermione's powers.
I mean, she knows a lot of spells.
I'm inclined to give it to Zatanna just for more battlefield experience. Yes, Hermione's been through a lot, but Zatanna's been doing it longer.
Yeah.
And she's fought a lot more different kinds of things than Hermione has. Hermione's fought other wizards and, you know, a few creatures. Zatanna's fought, like, aliens, killer robots, you know. Killer alien robots.
Yeah.
Alright. I'm inclined to give it to her.
Okie dokie. Sounds good.
Hate to see your mind go. Alright. let's do River Tam versus Professor X.
Ah, that's where my mind was going. And can I weigh in first?
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
I really think it's going to be River because they can both read minds. Even though Professor X can try to cast an illusion, I think that River would either be able to see through it or it would just make her even crazier than she is because she's not just skilled, she's damaged. So yeah. I don't know if she got close to X what he could do to really defend himself because she's got the prowess, the mental prowess, but she's also got the crazy edge and away with weapons.
Yeah,
it's the whole Jean Grey situation. You know, he couldn't really stand up to her. So
yeah, I mean, because Jean had the as Kirk would say, telekinesis. So what? You know, unless X had telekinesis, what would he do? You know.
All right. Dark Willow versus Loki. That's a good one. I think I would give it to Loki just because she's fueled by rage, which means she could be easily tricked.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going.
As far as power, they're probably pretty close, actually.
Yeah. No, I agree with that.
All right, let's see who's left. Maleficent versus Iron Man. That'd be a good fight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be a good fight.
I think that her magical powers would... I don't know if he has the skills to stand up to that. Cause
I think he has some good evasive maneuvers, though.
And rockets. Like,
well, yeah.
He's got rockets. Like, he's got... He can blind her. He can disorient her with the sound.
He can drag her up into the vacuum of space.
Yeah, but she would...
I don't know if that would hurt her, though.
I don't... This is a good fight. I honestly don't know...
I don't know if just Iron Man by himself, because he... Of course, we've never really seen in the MCU, we've never really seen him up against magic by himself. When he's up against magic, he's always had somebody magic with him, like Doctor Strange or something like that. So just him by himself, I think he would put up a fight, but I don't know if he'd be able to hold up to win.
Well, I mean, what are the extent of her powers? Could she just zip him into a dimensional vortex and he's gone?
I think she could open a portal, but he could very well avoid being sucked into it.
Yeah, he did that in the first Avengers movie.
I really want to see this happen. Like, 'cause I honestly don't like it. Let me think. I could see. Here's how it would go. They're battling. He's firing lasers. She's going non-corporeal or deflecting them. She's launching venomous acid spitting snakes. He moves out of the way. He vaporizes the snakes, and eventually he realizes that he's going to have to be craftier than her. And so he sends out a little drone the size of a mosquito. But while he's still fighting her, this little thing sneaks around back, lands gently on the base of her neck, and hits her with 40,000 volts.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, because my mind just keeps going to the fact that even in the movies, he's not able to beat a tech-based bad guy by himself without somebody helping in the end, whether it be War Machine. Gwyneth Paltrow had to save him one time.
Yeah, but that was years ago.
He got Spider-Man, you know, he got saved by a bunch of Iron Man suits, stuff like that. I don't know if...
Well, could he call in a bunch of Iron Man suits?
He was fighting a bunch of Iron Man suits.
Yeah, well, no, he wouldn't be able to call him into the arena.
No, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
See, this is where I'm going. I mean, Sean, you're absolutely right. John, you're absolutely right. But at the end of the day, she's got magic on her side.
Yeah, that's where I'm going. I don't know.
But she's got a... All right, I'll defer to the group. I feel like her physical form is more vulnerable than his. Like, as far as what they can project at each other, let's say they're even, as far as, you know, tricks up their sleeve, quote unquote, let's say they're even. But just physically, she can't take as much damage as he can. And that's what, like, so she's got more things that can hurt her than can hurt him. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but that's a fair point, too.
But I'll put it up to the group.
Well, damn, I don't know.
I'm leaning towards Iron Man.
Who's got a die to roll?
I don't. I've got everything's been packed up, so I don't have anything.
I have a coin I can flip.
I feel like, all right. Can we really not pick a winner?
Why don't we
Virginia, you said you're leaning toward Iron Man.
Yes.
Sean and Chris, are you leaning toward Maleficent?
I'm leaning towards Maleficent, yeah.
I was sort of leaning towards Maleficent, but then you talked about her physical form maybe being more vulnerable in the end without, you know, being surrounded by the illusions or the magic or whatever. So if he could somehow sneak his way into that with tech. Yeah, I'll go with Iron Man on this one. Virginia, you convinced me.
That was a good fight. in my imagination.
I would pay good money to see that.
Yeah. All right. Are we going into the finals now?
Yeah, we're winnowing it down.
All right, let me break for a commercial and listen to a couple more ads, and we'll come back, and then we will find out who wins SciFighters.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Hey everybody, I'm Troy.
And I'm AJ.
And we are the hosts of the World War G podcast, along with Colton, but he's not here right now.
Yeah, so pay no attention.
And we're a podcast about everything geek. We talk about movies, television,
video games, comic books.
We got movie commentaries, the occasional taste tests, like these lovely pina colada Oreos.
Just don't try the Coke ones.
No. Dang, what do we say after that?
Dang it.
Okay. I'm And you can find us right here at cosmicpotato.com or at worldwarg.podbean.com.
Or wherever else you get your podcasting fix. And as always, stay geeky, my friends.
So what's Captain Game Show? Well, the short answer is it's a podcast. The long answer is it's a lighthearted trivia wordplay thunderdome.
I call this game Dark and Gritty Kids.
Natural
stuff.
Born sequel. What's my motivation?
Epic bird play.
Advertising 10101.
Rhyme casting.
Mr. Dalek. Life coach.
I'll come up with games, and my guests come up with answers.
Exfoliate. Dr. Deuce.
He's got to put down the ducky if he wants to play the saxophone.
Born monogamy.
Wolfgang Puck is Darkwing Duck.
Me, Grimlock, is Tupac.
My Little Pony Friendship is Magic Mike.
Correct. There's also improv, music, and an inordinate amount of rhyming.
Good night, John Travolta, with Klingon-like hair. Good night, 3% rating. You're tough, but you're fair.
You can find Captain Game Show on CosmicPotato.com. We're also on iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever else you normally get your podcasts.
Round one, round two, final round. Fight!
I don't know where this is going, but I like it.
Godzilla versus Constantine.
I think I speak for everybody when I say splat.
Yeah, I mean, I want to go that way, but he does have a little bit of magic on his side where Predator didn't have that.
You know what? Maybe he could entrance Godzilla.
He might
just put him under spell.
He might be able to, because he can summon things from hell and stuff, right? So yeah, could he summon something to fight him for him?
Well, I don't think he would win a fight. I don't think he could summon anything big enough to. Well, maybe he could, but I don't think he would. But I think he would probably just go. Because like you said, Godzilla's basically a beast. So he could just stupefy him.
Can he open a portal to hell and just let Godzilla drop into hell and he's gone?
No, but he could. He could cast an illusion. He could cast an illusion and make Godzilla walk back into the ocean, chasing this, you know, whatever thing he is he's chasing.
Yeah.
I would say it counts as a win.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that Constantine has more on his side than Predator did. Because Predator was just, you know, tech and brawn. And I think with Constantine being able to use a little bit of magic and things like that, he might have an edge.
What do you guys think?
I mean, yeah, when you put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll give it to Constantine.
Shockingly, but yeah. Ripley versus Loki.
not even a contest.
It's, yeah, that's Loki.
That's gotta be Loki.
I want to say Ripley, but truthfully, it would have to be Loki.
Oh, I mean, you know what? Let me. Well, it'd be the same effect. I'm trying to think of other people I could put her up against, but I don't think there's really anybody left on the list that she could beat.
Yeah.
At this point, so Iron Man versus River.
Iron Man.
That's unfair. I mean, yeah. Because outside of the suit, she would destroy Tony.
Yes. But yeah. The suit.
But he's got the damn suit.
Well, yeah.
And
he's
she's
Iron
got
Man.
What? She's got a pair of leggings and like some muslin top.
And it wouldn't surprise me actually if the suit also shielded his thoughts. Like, I could totally see him building in some telepathic defenses. Yeah.
And we never have really taken into account damage done from a previous fight.
Yeah, but
we can't do that. We're not counting.
But also, here's the thing: even if she could read his thoughts, he would always have the offensive. He can be up high where she can't reach him. She can't control his thoughts. She can only read them. So he wouldn't even need to shield them per se, because what's she going to do? She's going to dodge for a little while, but he can always just hit her from above and with his big Iron Man laser.
Even if she could read his thoughts and anticipate his actions, the suit can be fairly autonomous.
He could take a nap.
Go into defense mode and take her out, and he doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to think.
Yeah, as much as I love River and I think she's a huge badass, it's just not evenly matched. There's just no way she could get around the tech.
Yeah,
in my opinion.
I agree
with that.
All right, so let's do Zatanna versus Loki.
Loki.
I want to say Zatanna because I have a bias against the MCU. I just don't like him.
I'm inclined to say Loki because, again, even if they are matched magically, he's still a god. You know, so he's like, a lot of her tricks won't work on him, and he's, you know, 50 times stronger.
I'm not arguing with you. I just don't want it to be that way. That's all.
All right. Let's turn Chris's mic down for like 2 seconds. It was gone. All right. So 1, 2. All right. So here's who's left: Iron Man, Loki, Constantine. So let's pit Constantine against Loki.
I mean, it's Loki for all the same reasons that it's been Loki before. He's just. I mean, and I almost think that they're kind of evenly matched, even though Constantine is human and Loki is not. I'm kind of leaning towards Loki.
Yeah, if Zatanna can't beat Loki, yeah, then Constantine can't beat Loki.
Yeah.
All right.
And now you've got Iron Man versus Loki, right?
Iron Man versus Loki,
and
we all know how that ended.
Yeah, we've seen that before. He couldn't win without Thor stepping in, right?
That fight doesn't count because Loki intended to lose that fight. He wasn't really. I don't know that you can necessarily count that as proof one way or the other, because the whole match was rigged.
Yeah. Well, I mean, okay, so Loki is... All right, so they call Loki a god. He's not really a god. He's an alien. He has powers, but I don't know. Iron Man's been up against people with powers before.
But think about it this way. Hulk smashed Loki repeatedly into, like, the floor and concrete, and he's invulnerable, well-nigh invulnerable. So even if Iron Man says, you know what, this is all illusion, I'm just going to carpet bomb the arena with every nuke I have, it's still, maybe it'll weaken Loki for a little bit, but how could he ever really, like, defeat him?
Well, see, I think you just made the opposite point, because Hulk, through sheer brute force, beat him. He didn't kill him, no, but he won the fight easily.
Yeah, they don't have to kill each other.
We can assume that Tony Stark being Tony Stark, if he fights something and that something beats him, the next suit he makes will be able to take it.
Yeah.
So he'll make he's got a Hulk bolster. He's certainly in the, 8 years since they fought Loki in New York. He's certainly put in stuff in his suit to fight Loki.
Yeah.
Should the need ever arise. You might have a Loki button.
It's a matter of interpretation, I guess. It's a lot of supposition.
Well, okay.
I'm not arguing with you, John. I think you're probably right, but it's still...
Well, let's just go just from the movie. The Hulk beat Loki through brute strength, through sheer strength. Iron Man, we don't know how strong he is. He's probably not Hulk strong, but he's probably stronger than Loki.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, then by that logic.
Yeah. Every suit he makes is an upgrade, and he's been making suits for 20 years.
Yeah,
I kind of don't want to. I'm inclined to think that it's going to be Iron Man.
Yeah, I think Iron Man could win a fight with Loki.
Yeah.
I don't know if he could win a war with Loki, but...
No. I think Loki would win if it... I think Iron Man could get to the point where the fight is over. He could restrain Loki sufficiently to end the fight, if not knock him out. Probably not knock him out, but he could stop the fight. He could get enough of an advantage for the fight to be over.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I mean, sure.
So in a battle that involved Gandalf and Dumbledore and wizards and everything, it all comes down to Iron Man.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How did that happen?
It's like all of the magic beat all of the sci-fi except for Iron Man, because magic was like most of the... I mean, we were counting River, but she's not really sci-fi because she's got telepathy. Yeah, it wasn't any of the magic users.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we did play this one time, and it got down to the Matrix versus Skynet, and we just said that they would merge together and form one program.
So, now that we have officially ended this competition, let me tell you how it ended the first time, because I remember. I was there 3,000 years ago. Sorry, I've been watching a lot of Lord of the Rings. So, before, in the fight, in the Godzilla versus Venom fight, we decided that Venom would recognize that Godzilla is a much stronger host, and it would in fact leave Eddie Brock or whoever it was merged with and fuse with Godzilla.
Oh yeah, I do remember that now.
Yeah, and they went on to destroy everything because Venom Godzilla.
It doesn't make sense. Venom. And probably just because I saw Venom recently is probably the only reason that that's different, because when we were doing it before, I probably didn't remember the fact that he's vulnerable to noise and to fire. And now I remember that, and Godzilla is made out of noise and fire. You know?
Right.
So
it's funny you say that, John, because when we did put them against each other, what John described is what I envisioned, that he would just, glom onto Godzilla like the Blob.
And I was hoping him. I was hoping somebody would say it, but I felt like I couldn't say it.
Well, the thing is, if Venom, if the host that he latches onto is not a perfect match, then he ends up killing the host. And if he kills the host and he doesn't have another host to get to, then he dies too. So it's kind of a risk. Because if he gets on Godzilla and then Godzilla turns out not to be a good match for him, then they both die.
Is that just from the movie or is that in the comics too?
That's from the movie and the comics. He has to, that's the main thing with that's why Venom kind of left Peter Parker and went to a couple other people before he got to Eddie Brock. But they have to be the symbiote has to have a perfect match to latch onto, or they don't form an actual, you know, whatever you call it.
Symbiotic relationship.
There you go. Symbiotic relationship. So, okay.
We actually did most of the there were only, I think, there were three competitions that we didn't do. We didn't do Gandalf from Doctor Strange. We didn't do Ice King from Adventure Time versus Skeletor. We didn't do Destro versus Roy Batty for Blade Runner. Hmm. And we didn't do Lex Luthor versus Agent Smith. Which I'm fine with.
Well,
I like the way this worked out.
Keep, put them on another list and we'll get back to them.
Nope.
No?
That's it.
All right. All right, well, I guess that does it. Virginia, thank you for being here tonight.
Thank you for having me.
And let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find my Star Trek for Beginners blog at tocasuallygo.com, and you can find the podcast that my boyfriend and I do here for the Cosmic Potato Podcast Network called Wait, You've Never Seen, where we watch movies that one of us has never seen.
All righty. And Chris, thank you for being here as well.
Thank you for having me.
And let everybody know where they can find you.
You can find me on the Quantum Leap podcast. I am a host along with Allison Pregler and Matt Dale. And you can get that at quantumleappodcast.com and where all the finest podcasts are sold.
And all the other podcasts too.
Shh. I'm trying to build a brand, man.
Right. And John, as always.
Yeah, man.
And you are at
Captain Game Show on Twitter. See how seamless that was? At Captain Game Show. That's what a podcast partnership looks like.
That's right.
I start a sentence and he
finishes it.
Damn right he does.
No, wait, we can do that better. Say it again.
No.
We start a sentence and he sandwiched. Finishes. No.
That's just what I was gonna say.
All right, and
So Captain Game Show and the Discovery After Show, which I'm sure you were about to mention. So go right ahead.
Yeah. We've got the Discovery After Show. It is on CosmicPotato.com. By the time this episode comes out, we will. I know we have one Short Trek review out there. We will probably have two Short Trek reviews out there. And then in January, when the show comes back, we're going to be doing it weekly. So come and check that out. And we got a bunch of other shows on CosmicPotato.com, so come and check all those out. If you want to know where to find, where to get in touch with us and everything, just listen for a minute and announcer Nate will let you know. And until... make sure you join us next time on Cosmic Potato, the Super Fan Talk podcast, when you might hear John say...
I haven't tried it yet, but I'm pretty sure Life's a Happy Song and Under Pressure by Queen will blend together perfectly. I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
I'm going to hold you to that.
Be sure you like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can contact us by email at mail@cosmicpotato.com or send us a voicemail or text message to 205-642-8380. Help the show grow by giving us a 5-star rating on iTunes. Thank you for joining us for Cosmic Potato.
the Super Fan Talk Podcast.